95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. Riggs, that guy's Steve right there. Look over here, Josh, SR Parrott.
Oh,
back in the house. It's a Morning Hog crew review.
It is.
What's all that additional shouting and applause? Oh, hold on. You have friends.
I have friends.
I'm glad. So glad you brought your friends.
So I have Jeremy Martin with me, which is my counterpart in our non-alcoholic department.
Jeremy's back.
Hello, hello.
Jeremy, welcome back.
And I brought Brant Winnie from Bucked Up Energy.
Howdy, howdy.
Say hi to everybody, Brant.
Howdy now.
Good day, sirs.
We're going a little non-alcoholic, but focused on energy.
You picked a good day for it. I've got to tilt it this week. I need a little boost. You have exactly what I need.
This will get you going for sure.
We got you covered.
Okay. I've seen this product. I've tried this product. I recommend this product, but I haven't tried all these flavors.
So we brought three flavors today.
Okay.
Along with two of their shots.
All right.
So these are basically chug and done.
Okay.
200 milligrams caffeine in the shots, right. 300 in the 16-ounce, along with Alpha Size.
Okay.
Dynamine, tea, cream. These are all natural ingredients. You can actually buy them separately as supplements as well. So it's all real, you know, non-proprietary blends that you see in other brands. We use all pure, real ingredients in here.
Is it a difficult market to do something different in?
So, I mean, it's definitely become a crowded market. I've been in the beverage industry 20 years. So when I started, you know, Red Bull wasn't even around, right? And then that came on, and as we've seen more competitors, you know, it's actually kind of separated into, we're more of a performance energy versus your kind of traditional energy. So there's definitely subcategories now, but yeah, I mean, it's a crowded category, as you see if you go into a convenience store or anything like that. It's definitely more and more, but there's always room because you see the next big one comes along you're always surprised.
So
I think we're that next big one. And
I like it.
We're just getting started though.
This is a wave you want to jump on board.
What flavor is this right here that we're trying?
The Miami Cold, or Miami, just Miami.
Ooh. Okay.
So it's strawberry, pineapple, and mango.
Smells really good.
Yeah, it's good. Just imagine if you're watching a Dolphins game. I can't even imagine that. But you can enjoy this along with a little hydration.
Ouch.
It's Tim. Tim's our resident Dolphins fan. We were giving him a hard time before the show. Yeah, that's right.
I'm a Bears fan, so I feel. I know what you're feeling. We don't win very often.
I have a Cleveland shirt at home, I really should stop talking about
this
football.
I'm sorry.
This is no sugar?
No sugar.
No sugar. How is that possible could be this tasty and not have any sugar in it?
That's the best part, right?
Science.
Yeah, science. Yep.
Exactly. Better living through chemistry.
Right.
Lots of research.
I was going to say, that's probably how that goes, right? You have to research and figure out how you can replicate flavors.
Our company started as a supplement line. So it's one of the top supplements, you know, pre-workouts. And we got just about everything, hydration mixes. So, that's where the real science started. And then now branching off into ready-to-drink energy that's what people kind of look for in the market and want to be able to kind of grab it anywhere.
This is kicking. Mm. We should have done this segment at 6 o'clock this morning. That would have been really, the show would have really peaked.
So good.
You'll be working all day.
That was good. Boston, we're going to go on bonus time, Steve. All right, what's next?
Oof. This is our Blood Raz.
Ooh, that
Blood
Raspberry. Yep.
I like the words you're saying. Blood Raz.
Oh, thanks, Josh. I was going to get up.
Josh is doing deliveries today.
He's a nice guy.
It's the most cardio Josh has ever gotten during the day. A lot.
Blood Raz is super smooth. These are actually all of our top selling SKUs right here. But yeah, Blood Raspberry, people are really drawn to it. It's smooth. Good. Yeah, really smooth flavor. Yep. Not overpowering. Like right?
And a compliment to the product here, too, because you don't get that aftertaste. It's not like lingering, you know?
Yeah, definitely some of the sweeteners the other brands use. You get that, that weird kind of like, it tastes good. And then all of a sudden it's like, it just falls off, right? This is really good. I mean,
good.
I have to watch myself from not drinking like 5 cans a day because it does taste that good.
I can imagine, right? You got to regulate. But there's nothing wrong with being over caffeinated.
Yes.
So what is the comparison to like a cup of coffee or whatever?
A cup of coffee has about 80 grams of
coffee.
So you're drinking six cups of coffee in one shot.
It's all right. Could use it actually.
Right? So that's why it's great for pre-workout, your mid-afternoon.
Right.
You know, I usually get my coffee in the morning, then I'll hit one of these about noon, and it kind of pushes me through the rest of the day. And
if you're planning to run from the police later in the day,
that helps you.
Can't imagine why that would ever happen. Oh, wait a second. I've watched some videos. You got another flavor. Let's do it.
And this is our Rocket Pop. So the traditional bomb pop, which, talking to Jeremy, it's the flavor of the summer here.
Josh, you recently brought us a Bomb Pop flavored, what was it? Was it a tea?
Yeah, Twisted Tea.
Bomb Pop's, it's definitely our flavor of the summer.
Oh my God.
Kind of the new.
And the aroma is, it's fantastic.
It's one of my favorite, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, you could see this being a.
That's good. Oh, that's good. It's good. I haven't even tasted it.
Right. Yeah. I know, right? You can just smell it and get a little shot. Then your nose is caffeinated.
It's almost like cotton candy.
Yeah, it's like the traditional Bomb Pop popsicle from back in the day. Yeah. But yeah, definitely got that good sweetness and taste.
They didn't change the Bomb Pop name. Didn't fall prey to sensitivity, right? You still call them Bomb Pops, I think. I think we're okay, right? Yeah. What is it?
Rocket Pop.
Rocket Pop, yeah. Rocket Pop. But just
a little bit.
But the Bomb Pop, like the guy who used to live next door to me is an ice cream dude. And on the side of his truck, Bomb Pop. I'm like, sweet. Okay. Yeah. I still say that.
You think after sometime in 2001, that might have changed.
Maybe we've been bleeped this whole time. Bomb Pop. No bleeps.
Okay. You're probably on a list.
Just want to make sure. Yeah.
I tell my kids to run from those ice cream trucks.
None of those are real anymore.
This was upper echelon. It was real high class. All right. So we have more flavors to try.
Well, these are our buckshots. You guys are welcome to try that as well. So 200 milligrams, so if you want to
take a break,
for that
do we
one
do
it on
a break and take a lap? What do we do?
We'll
take a break.
Run a couple laps, burn it off.
This is the Morning Hog Brew Review, and it's right here on 95.7 The Hog. SR Parrot is bringing us flavors. Stick around.